Hello and welcome to another exciting installment of Palm Beach Cardinals baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I'm Ryan McDowell, and what a beautiful night for baseball it is. As the sun is shining, barely any clouds in the sky, and there's a slight breeze going from right to left as I see the American flag blowing a little bit out there behind right field. Your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals are not only bound for the end of the regular season, folks. This team is playoff bound. I know some people, like myself, think playoffs and automatically think back to former NFL coach Jim Mora's famous press conference. Playoffs? But they are going, as this team won the second half of the regular season to head to the postseason. So let's go ahead and start the pitching report as we get set for tonight's ballgame. Starting with the visiting Daytona Tortugas. On the mound, we have the right-hander, number 33, Ryan Cardona. He is 22 years old, 6'1", 200 pounds, out of Livingston, New Jersey. This year, he's got a 4-3 record, 3.22 ERA, 22 games, only 5 starts, so he's done most of his work out of the pen, with 4 saves and 77 strikeouts in 64 and a third innings pitched. He's a 19th round pick out of the Cincinnati Reds organization. And on the mound for your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals, there'll be another right-hander, number 46, Jose Davila. He's a youngster, only 19 years old, 6'3", 177 pounds. Came over as an international free agent out of his native Maracaibo, Venezuela. This year he's 0-1 with a 2.41 ERA in 12 games with 10 starts, 52 innings pitched, and 47 strikeouts. Being as it's a Tuesday game, we will have no fans in the stand, but they are missing a beauty. So we see the Tortugas warming up in left and the Cardinals in right. Tortugas coming out in their green tops and caps and the gray pants. And the Cardinals looking very much like their major league counterparts with all white, red hats, and the red trimming. So we'll go ahead and set up the starting lineups. Starting with the visiting Daytona Tortugas, leading off, number 8, third baseman Austin Callahan. Second up, number 2, the center fielder Hector Rodriguez. Hitting third, the DH, number 7, Jack Rogers. Hitting cleanup and catching behind the plays, number 18, Logan Tanner. Hitting fifth, number 5, and playing out in right field is Yerlin Confidon. Hitting sixth and playing at short, number 15, Edwin Arroyo. Hitting seventh and playing out there in left field is number 4, Blake Dunn. Hitting eighth and manning first base is number 25, Yasiel Pino. And rounding out the lineup will be number 3, the second baseman, Johnny Asenio. That's Callahan, Rodriguez, Rogers, Tanner, Confidon, Arroyo, Dunn, Pino, and Asenio. So, now for your Palm Beach Cardinals, leading off, number 4, the center fielder, Victor Scott. Hitting second, number 13, the left fielder, Nathan Church. Hitting third, number 12, the first baseman, Thomas Francisco. Hitting cleanup, the third baseman, number 27, RJ Yeager. Hitting fifth and playing out in right field is number 48, Joshua Baez. Hitting sixth and catching behind the plate is number 31, Jimmy Crooks. Hitting seventh, playing out second base, number 18, Brody Moore. Hitting 8th and playing shortstop is number 8, Jeremy Rivas. Rounding out the lineup will be number 5, the DH tonight, Michael Surreal. So for the Palm Beach Cardinals, we have Scott, Church, Francisco, Yeager, Baez, Crooks, Moore, Rivas, and Surreal. Cardinals looking good this season, coming in at a 60-57 record. As I said, they won the second half of the season. The Tortugas not so fortunate as they are fourth in their division, the Florida State League West, coming in at 48-69. See if they can put something together before the end of the regular season. Cardinals trying to ride the hot hand heading into the playoffs. The umpires tonight will be home plate umpire Connor McKenna, and the base umpire will be Robert Ginther. So we see both teams still warming up in the outfields. the Tortugas look to be done. Cardinals all set. The Tortugas all good to go. It's their pitcher starts warming up in the bullpen. Cardinals still warming up out there in the outfield, as Jose Davila started warming up in the pen as well, out there in right field. So we are just about set and ready for baseball. Go for a quick commercial break and we will be back.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off at school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, watching my nieces grow.
We are just about ready for baseball here at Rajani Chevrolet Stadium. See the both teams on the sides. We get ready for the national anthem.
Thank you.
Very good instrumental version of the national anthem. We see Jose Davila on the mound. Almost set for first pitch here, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Number 8, Austin Callahan in the warm-up circle, taking the last few warm-up swings. Infielders throwing the ball around. Outfielders taking their last few throws around, look to be ready. See a quick announcement of the lineup one more time. So we have number 8, Austin Callahan, leading off, the third baseman, followed by the center fielder, number 2, Hector Rodriguez. And then hitting third is number 7, the DH, Jack Rogers. Following him will be the cleanup man, the catcher, number 18, Logan Tanner. Hitting fifth, and number 5, the right fielder, Yerlin Confidon. Hitting sixth, playing short, number 15, Edwin Arroyo. Hitting seventh, number 4, left field, Blake Dunn. Hitting eighth, number 25, the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Rounding out the lineup for the Daytona Tortugas is number 3, the second baseman, Johnny Asanio. Here we have the left-handed hitting third baseman for the Tortugas, Austin Callahan, stepping in. Callahan comes in with a 2.68 ERA, 20 RBIs, and 5 home runs. Davila's first pitch, swinging and popping it foul, does Callahan for strike 1. Liked what he saw with that 90-mile-an-hour heater, just a bit late. Davila set. Next pitch coming. Swinging again. Grounded back up the middle. Rivas up with it. Throw over to first. And he is out for the first out of the ballgame.
Center fielder number 2, Hector Rodriguez.
Nice easy play there from the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Just pick it up. Throw it over to first. Here comes the center fielder number 2. Also left-handed hitting, Hector Rodriguez. He swings at the first pitch, popping out to right center field. And the right fielder, Joshua Baez, will settle under it for the second out.
The DH, number 7.
Jose Davila not having to work too hard in this first inning. Only thrown 3 pitches, almost out of it already. It's number 7. The DH, Jack Rogers, steps in. Also a left-handed hitter. Davila's first pitch to him. In there, strike 1. First pitch of this inning that was not swung at by a Tortuga hitter. Next pitch on the way. Outside, ball 1. Good eye there from Rogers, as that pitch just missed the outside corner. Davila taking his time. 5 seconds left on the pitch clock. Here it comes. Also outside. Curveball just sailed on there. Now 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Another heater in there. Swung on and foul down the first base side into the stands. Strike 2. Davila, not much of a flamethrower, only throws the ball 90 miles an hour. Next pitch swung on again by Rogers, popped up and foul, also into the empty stands behind first base. It will stay 2-2. Here comes another 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded past the first. Into the hole, past the first and second baseman for a single. 2-out single there from Jack Rogers. Good job to get on the board here. Not make it that easy for the Cardinals right-hander. That'll bring up the catcher, cleanup man, Logan Tanner. first right-handed hitter that Davila's seen this inning. First pitch to him. Swung on. Popped up deep. Down the right field. And caught by Victor Scott, the center fielder. Nice plays. He had a long way to run for that one. But he chased it down. So the Daytona Tortugas get one hit in the inning and are shut out. We'll be back for the bottom of the first inning. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the bottom of the first inning. Top of the order coming up for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Leading off will be number four, the center fielder, Victor Scott. Scott stepping into the left-handed hitting batter's box, coming in with a .225 average, 9 RBIs, and 2 home runs. Face off against Ryan Cardona for the Tortugas. First pitch just outside, ball one. That pitch was a heater, also 91 miles an hour, same as Davila. So both pitchers not coming out with a lot of heat. That pitch is in there with the check swing, strike one. Cardona set, next pitch, showing bunt, Scott, but pulls it back. Ball two. He's set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swinging and down the first baseline. Picking up is the first baseman, Yasiel Pino, and stepping on the bag himself for a free unassisted out. Good contact on it, but straight to the first baseman. So that'll bring up number 13, the left fielder, Nathan Church. Also left-handed batter. First pitch to him, curveball in there, strike one. Completely froze Church at the plate there. Next pitch on the way, heater outside, ball one. No shift to be seen in the infield here. As now that I say that, there goes the right left side of the infield moving to the right. Next pitch is swung on and fouled down the first base side behind the dugout into the empty stands. Wow, 1-2. The third baseman, Austin Callahan, way off the line. So the next pitch is high, ball two. Callahan's way off the line. Arroyo's nearly playing second base here. He is just to the left of the bag. Next pitch is a curveball, grounded out to second, picked up and flipped over to first for the out. That'll bring up number 12, Thomas Francisco, the first baseman. Francisco, also a left-handed hitter, coming in with the 290 average. First pitch to him is a curveball, which stays high. It's ball one. Next pitch coming from Cardona, heater. Francisco just a bit late on as he fouls it back into the screen. Strike one. Cardona having to work much harder than Davila did in his first inning. Next pitch will be his 12th. Here it comes, swinging and missing, does Francisco. Now down 1-2. Here goes Logan Tanner's catcher heading out to the mound, having a quick chat with the pitcher. See what they want to do for this 1-2 pitch. Hitting back, taking his position behind the mound, behind the plate. Cardona set. 1-2 pitch on the way. Heater just outside. Now 2-2. Cardona's ramped up the velocity a bit. Now 93. Francisco waits. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and missing. And picking up is Logan Tanner, throwing over the first for the drop third strike. Put out. So the Palm Beach Cardinals go down 1-2-3. Nothing doing it in the first inning. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my favorite.
And we're back for the top of the second inning. Right fielder Yerlin Confidon steps in to the left-handed hitting batter's box, taking the first pitch low, ball one. Next pitch swung on, driven to deep right field, and caught out there by Josh Baez for the first out. Good contact there from Confidon, but easy to run it down there, out there on right. Next up is the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. First pitch to him, down low, ball one. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Davila set. Next pitch on the way. Swinging and grounded down to the Cardinals dugout by first base. Strike two. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Arroyo went for the high heat. Davila sets him down on strikes. His first strikeout of the ball game. As the left fielder, number 4, Blake Dunn, steps in. Dunn hitting from the right-hand side. Coming in with a .266 average. Davila's first pitch to him. Curveball down low, ball one. Set, next pitch coming. Change up way outside. Now 2-0 to the Tortugas left fielder. 2-0 pitch coming. Heater inside, now 3-0. Pitch on the way. Also inside. He walked him on 4 straight pitches. Davila lost his control a bit there. As the Tortugas now have a man on with 1 out. I'll bring up the first baseman, number 25, Yacel Pino. So we see the second baseman for the Cardinals, Brody Moore, pinched up the middle. Hoping for a double play ball. First pitch. Runner is on the move. Swing out to left field. And it is caught. For the third out of the inning. My mistake. I forgot about the fly out from Confidant to start off the inning. So the Tortugas go down. Nothing doing here as they got one man on, but nobody across. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network. Back for the bottom of the second inning. Coming up is the cleanup man for the Palm Beach Cardinals, number 27, third baseman RJ Yeager. Yeager hitting from the right hand side. First pitch to him was curveball, swung on, driven deep left field side, off the wall and left, picked up off the wall, strong throw in, and he slides in feet first with a leadoff double. Very nice swing there from Yeager. Almost thought that was gone for a second, but just hit off the middle of the left field wall for a leadoff double. There's a way to get this offense going. The Cardinals have their first hit of the ball game here. It's the right fielder, Joshua Baez, steps in. First pitch to him's low, ball one. Looked like a curveball in the dirt there. Baez comes in with a .250 average, 9 RBIs, 2 home runs. Next pitch, heater in there, strike one. Yeager with a good lead over there at second. walking over to check on him is Arroyo at short. Next pitch, curveball, finding the inside corner, strike two. Cardona really doing a good job working in that curveball. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Heater, Baez just gets a piece of it as he fouls it back into the screen, staying alive. Just a bit late on that heater. Cardona set, ready for the next 1-2 pitch. Another curveball swung on, grounded, foul down the third base line. Picked up by Callahan. He looked ready to fire, but that one just bounced foul. So it stays 1-2. So after a nice heater, Cardona goes back to the curveball. See what he goes for here. See his set. Wind up the pitch. Heater blew it by him. Gave Baez the high heat and said good night. Second strikeout of the ball game as the catcher, number 31, Jimmy Crooks, steps in. Crooks, a left-handed hitter. Cardona set. First pitch to him. Curveball catching the outside corner, strike one. Another beautiful curveball there from Cardona. Not paying much attention to Jaeger out there at second. See if he heads for third at some point. There's a heater also catching the corner. Strike two. Finding his velocity now, 92 miles an hour. Crook steps out, now back into the batter's box. Cardona set, ready for the 0-2 pitch. And swing and a miss as Crooks is also down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Jimmy Crooks. 1-2-3 pitches. That'll bring up the second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore. Little Sweet Home Alabama for his walk-up music. Gotta love it. Cardona smart to turn around and check on Jaeger out there at second. He was taking a good lead. Now looking back in for a sign. Here comes the pitch. Curveball outside. Ball one. Had an easy time finding the zone with that curveball against Crooks. See what he does against the right-handed hitter now. Another curveball also outside now. 2-0. Cardona is set. 2-0 pitch. Swung on by Mora. Popped up to right field. Settling under it is Confidon for the third out. So after a strong start to the second inning, with that leadoff double from Jaeger, the Cardinals are unable to capitalize. The next two men strike out, and then we have a flyout to right to end the inning. We'll be back with the top of the third inning. Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. we're back for the top of the third inning. 9-1-2 coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. Stepping in is the number 9 hitter, the second baseman. Number 3, Johnny Asanio. Asanio, a left-handed hitter. First pitch from Davila. In there, strike one. Looked to be a changeup, 89 miles an hour. Next pitch, catching the corner, strike two. Curveball, only 77. 0-2 pitch, swung on, driven down the line, but foul hitting the screen over there in right field. Zit stays 0-2. Next pitch on the way, high heat. Not chasing it is Asanio, now 1-2. One-two pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Down he goes.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin
Davila now has his second strikeout of the ballgame. So we are back to the top of the order. Number 8, third baseman Austin Callahan stepping in. Another left-handed hitter for Davila to contend with. First pitch to him, swung on and popped up down the left field line. Foul into the stands. Strike one. Davila set. The wind up, the pitch. Just outside. Ball one. Callahan did not want any of that pitch. He was going to take the call either way. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swinging and into the gap, left center. Racing for it is the center fielder, Victor Scott. It's off the wall, rounding second is Callahan. Rounding third, he's headed home. The relay throw, it is offline, safe. We have an inside the park home run. What a play there from Austin Callahan. A little bit of trouble out there in left center field from Victor Scott. So, just like that, the Daytona Tortugas are on the board, 1-0. And that'll bring up number 2, the center fielder, Hector Rodriguez. Rodriguez comes in with a 293 average and 4 RBIs. First pitch to him. Swinging and grounded to the first baseman, but foul as Francisco picks it up and heads to first base. That will be strike number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swinging and driven foul down to the Cardinals bullpen in right field. Now 0-2. Rodriguez just a bit out in front of that pitch. Looked to be a changeup at only 81 miles an hour. 0-2 pitch on the way. Slider, and he shanks it as that one falls foul way back into the stands behind the Tortugas bullpen. 0-2 pitch on the way. Curveball down low. Ball one. Davila's next pitch will be his 35th of the ball game. Very nice. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Just high. Now 2-2. Davila set, ready for the next pitch. Here comes. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rodriguez. Now both pitchers up to 3 strikeouts in the ballgame. Davila with 2 in this inning. Now bring up the DH, another left-handed hitter. Number 7, Jack Rogers. Infield and outfield playing straight up. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. Rogers way out in front of that 78-mile-an-hour changeup. Had him way out in front of it. Next pitch on the way. Heater outside. Rogers swinging, missing again. Quickly down 0-2. Steps out, now back into the batter's box. Davila coming with the 0-2 pitch. And swing and a miss as he is down on strikes. Davila gives up one, but strikes out the side. As the Daytona Tortugas are now up 1-0. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the third inning. 8-9-1 here is coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. With number 8, the shortstop Jeremy Rivas stepping in. Rivas, a right-handed hitter, comes in 246 average. First pitch is a curveball from Cardona outside, ball one. Next pitch on the way, heater also outside, now 2-0. Next pitch coming from Cardona, another curveball, swing and a miss from Rivas, now 2-1. Pitch on the way, heater inside. Now 3-1 to the Cardinals shortstop. Be careful if you walk him, because Rivas has some speed. Cardona is set. Next pitch. Curveball in there with a check swing. Strike two. Now running the count full. What will he come with here with a full count? Here comes the payoff pitch. It's a heater swinging and popping it up as Rivas. Three fielders converging on it, and the first baseman, Yasiel Pino, making the catch in foul ground for the first out. Had a long way to go, did Pino, but he made the catch, as that'll bring up the DH. Number 5, Michael Surreal, the number 9 hitter. Surreal, also a right-handed hitter. This will be Cardona's 34th pitch of the ball game. Another curveball outside, ball one. Good job to lay off that pitch. 1-0 pitch, heater inside, ball one. Surreal, little fidgety on that pitch. Not sure if that was going to come a little too close. Curveball in there, strike one. 2-1 pitch on the way. Another curveball also in there. Strike two. Evening the count here at 2-2. Surreal steps out, now back into the batter's box. Cardona set. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging and fouling it back into the mask of the catcher behind the plate. Staying alive here as it stays 2-2. As he's set, here comes Cardona with the 2-2 pitch. Another curveball swinging, but basically straight to the right fielder. Confidant out there as he makes the catch for the second out. Good contact, but that was a line drive. He barely had to move out there and right. So then I'll bring up the leadoff man this ball game, number 4, the center fielder, Victor Scott. Left-handed hitter. First pitch to him, curveball in there, strike one. Cardona mixing in that curveball very nicely. So we see a major shift on the infield. Second baseman far over, close to the first. Heater down low, in there, strike two. So we see a shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, close right to the left of second base. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swinging and grounded foul behind the plate. It stays 0-2. Next pitch will be number 43 for Cardona. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside is this eater. 1-2. Easy pitch to lay off there. That one got away from Cardona. One-two pitch on the way. Curveball just missing the corner. Just outside. Very good eye here from the Cardinals center fielder. See what he comes with here on 2-2 pitch. Another heater, also high and outside. He's missed three straight pitches, now running the count full. Here comes Cardona with the payoff pitch. It's a heater, and it misses as Scott from 0-2 comes all the way back to work the walk. So the Palm Beach Cardinals have some life here in the bottom of the third inning with a two-out base runner. That'll bring up number 13, the left fielder, Nathan Church. Church, a left-handed hitting batter. Average, I'm sure, not where he'd like it to be, only 181. Pickoff move over to first, but he is back in, diving safely. Taking a look over there at Scott. He's got a good lead. And making a move for second, but stopping. As that pitch was way inside and almost hit Church. Good block there behind the plate from Logan Tanner. Not much of a lead. Now increasing it over there at first. Next pitch is outside. Now 2-0 to the Cardinals left fielder. I think Scott is getting in his head over there at first base. Doing a little dancing. Next pitch swung on and foul over to the left-hand side behind the Tortugas dugout. Foul, strike one. Cardona looking in, looking over to Scott at first. Here's the pitch, and down he goes to second. Sliding in, head first, safe. That was a curveball outside. Now 3-1. He was threatening with his speed at first and taking off for second and taking it. Did Scott. Doing some dancing out there at second as well. As the 3-1 pitch is right by Nathan Church. It swings and misses. Now running the count full for the second straight batter. Here comes the payoff pitch as Scott has a head start. Swinging and popping it into short left field. Rounding third is Scott. He will come in to score. That will tie up the ball game. Nice swing there from Nathan Church to give the Cardinals a run on the scoreboard. That'll bring up the number 3 hitter in the ball in this lineup. Number 12, the first baseman, Thomas Francisco. Francisco, a left-handed hitter. First pitch to him, heater outside, ball one. Cardona looking a little rattled here. Here comes the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, out there to the mound. So we now have a conference on the mound. All the infielders and catcher converging as well to talk to their pitcher. As what looked to be a quick 1-2-3 inning has now tied up this ball game. The first two hitters going down quickly with Rivas popping out. Surreal flying out. But things quickly got away from him as Scott worked the walk. And Nathan Church drove him in after Scott stole second. So we are now with two outs and Nathan Church on first. Francisco up with a 1-0 count. Next pitch to him. Heater down low. Now 2-0. Next pitch will be his 55th of the ballgame. Here it comes. Way inside, Francisco had to dodge out of the way of that ball. Now 3-0. Cardona set. Next pitch on the way. Heater in there. Strike one. Francisco still with the bat at his shoulders. He was taking that pitch all the way. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Heater swung on, grounded, foul down the first base side. Picking up is Pino, but this is a foul ball. Third straight full count for Ryan Cardona. Nathan Church will have a head start over there at first. Here comes the payoff pitch. Heater outside. Another walk here for Ryan Cardona. Things getting out of control here. Good patience here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We now see a man stretching out in that Tortuga bullpen. Get a name and number for you in a second. As number 27, third baseman RJ Yeager steps in. Takes first pitch heater outside, ball one. Next pitch, another heater down low, ball two. Cardona has lost his control here. Next pitch, the slider down low. Pickoff move to first. Sliding in safely. Feet first. Nice job from Francisco as he almost got caught out there. Little out in the base path. The Rio pitch coming in there. Strike one. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. Outside. As he has now walked the bases loaded. That'll bring up number 48, the right fielder, Joshua Baez. We now have another meeting on the mound here as the pitching coach Todd Naskadov heads out to talk to his pitcher again. And here comes the new pitcher. It is number 20, Joseph Menifee. Menifee, a left-hander. He is 6'1", 220 out of Richmond, Texas. Went to Texas A&M University, 20th round pick in this year's draft. He is 22 years old. We will take a quick commercial break as they try to figure out what they're going to do against the Cardinals right fielder. For the bottom of the third inning, Joseph Menifee had his warm-up pitches done. Joshua Baez steps into the right-handed hitting batter's box. Menifee's first pitch to him. Swing and a miss from Baez, strike one. Menifee took a little bit off that one, coming in at only 79 miles an hour. Next pitch on the way. Down low in the dirt. Good block by Tanner behind the plate. Ball one. So Cardona's night is done after 2 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run earned, and 3 strikeouts. This inning quickly got away from him. So he walked the bases loaded, making way for Menifee. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss from Baez. Now down 1-2. That one looked to hit the toe of Logan Tanner behind the plate. He tries to shake it off as best he can. Giving the catcher a few more seconds here. Baez is ready. Next pitch coming from Menifee. Swinging and driven deep down left field line, but into the stands, foul. Just in front of that pitch. This was a liner screaming off the bat. Just sliced foul. As it stays a 1-2 count. Bases loaded here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. See if they can add on, take the lead. Next pitch swinging into left center gap. It will find the walls. One runner comes around. 2 runs. Bases clears. The Baez will round second and be tagged out heading to third. But the damage has been done. as the Palm Beach Cardinals take the lead. It is now 4-1 for your Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents, what to expect when you're expecting a teenager learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back for the top of the fourth inning after a big inning from your Palm Beach Cardinals. See how the Daytona Tortugas respond. 4-5-6 coming up for the Tortugas. Then number 18, the catcher, Logan Tanner, steps in. First pitch to him from Davila, slider in there, strike one. Very slow winding slider. That one came in at only 75 miles an hour. 0-1 pitch on the way. Another slider in there. Strike two. Tanner out of sorts here. Not even taking the bat off his shoulders. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Heater high. Ball one. Davila set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swinging. Popping up into short. Left field, and the left fielder, Nathan Church, settles under it for the first out.
Right fielder, number five.
So the leadoff man retired for the Daytona Tortugas as the right fielder, number five, Yerlin Confidon, steps in. Confidon, left-handed hitting batter. First pitch to him, in there, strike one. Changeup. 80 miles an hour. Next pitch. Heater. Strike two. Quickly down. 0-2 here is Confidon. Davila coming with the 0-2 pitch. Good block behind the plate from Jimmy Crooks. So that pitch was in the dirt. Now 1-2. Davila set. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down goes Confidon. As Davila is now up to 5 strikeouts on the ballgame. That'll bring up number 15, the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo also a left-handed hitting batter. First pitch to him. Swinging and grounded foul into the rail of the Cardinals dugout there for strike number one. Davila's next pitch, swing and a miss, got high heat. Now 0-2. No discipline there from Arroyo going after that one. Here comes the next pitch. A little higher on that high heat. No chase on that pitch. Now 1-2. Here comes the pitch. swinging and popping it up into left center. See who'll get it. That'll be the left fielder Nathan Church for the third out. So the Daytona Tortugas go down 1-2-3. See if the Palm Beach Cardinals can add on to their lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Song again! Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Here's that song again!
It will make you cray cray!
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the fourth inning. 6-7-8 coming up for your Palm Beach Cardinals as the catcher, number 31, Jimmy Crooks, steps into left-handed hitting batter's box. First pitch coming from Menifee. In there, strike one. A little over-the-top delivery from Menifee, the lefty. Next pitch on the way, swinging is Crooks, driving it back up the middle for a leadoff single. Nice timing there on that swing from Crooks. Just doing exactly what the doctor ordered, taking it right back up the middle. That'll bring up number 18, the second baseman, Brody Moore. Moore, right-handed hitting batter, coming in with a .225 average. 7 RBIs to his name this season. First pitch from Menifee, low, ball one. Good block there behind the plate from Tanner. One-oh pitch coming from Menifee, also low. Another good block there from Logan Tanner behind the plate. Not paying much attention to Jimmy Crooks over there at first. Catcher's not really known for their speed. But you never know. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. That pitch slowly comes in there. 70 miles an hour. 78 miles an hour. Strike number one. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swinging, grounded out to third. Barehanding the ball, throwing over to first, but he beats it out. Nice play by third baseman Austin Callahan to even make that close. But Brody Moore, hustling all the way down the line, beats it out. And now the Palm Beach Cardinals are in business. Nobody out, two men on. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 8. Jeremy Rivas. Still no activity yet in the either bullpen. See how long they'll let Menifee go. First pitch on the way. Rivas showing bunt. Pulls it back. That'll be ball number one. Rivas looking back to his third base coach. See what they want to do here on 1-0. Next pitch, outside now 2-0 to the Cardinals shortstop. Memphis has the sign he likes. Next pitch on the way. Check swing from Rivas, but he went around, says Connor McKenna behind the plate. Strike one. Bit of a mixed bag we've got so far from Joseph Menifee, as he has 14 pitches, 5 of them balls, 9 strikes. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swinging, popping it up is Rivas, heading over there as Pino, and running out of room as this one falls into the Cardinals' dugout. Now, evening the count here at 2-2. So Menifee heads back to the mound, taking his time, getting his footing here. Rivas ready. 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, as he is down on strikes. Missed opportunity there for Jeremy Rivas. Two men on, no outs. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter in the lineup. Number 5, the DH, Michael Surreal. Two on, one out. First pitch, swing and a miss. This one is fouled. Thrown over to first, he's out. Throw back to... Throw to third, he's out. Back to first, he's safe. So we'll call that one a fielder's choice, as that one was fouled right, grounded right into in front of the catcher. Logan Tanner throws over to third to get the first out. Callahan tries to get the second out back at first, but Surreal hustling all the way down the line beats it out. I'll bring out the center fielder, Victor Scott. As he swings at the first pitch and misses strike one. Menifee now finding the zone a lot better. 18 pitches, 13 of them strikes. Scott swings at the next pitch, now quickly down 0-2. Menifee wants a new baseball, as that one hit the dirt. Getting set, looking in for his sign. Has the one he likes. Pitch clock winding down to one. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. In the dirt. Another good block there behind the plate from Logan Tanner. So he throws another baseball to Menifee. Now 1-2 to the Cardinals center fielder. Two men on, two out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. It's a 4-1 ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way, heater outside. Now evening the count at 2-2. Four runs, five hits, one error on the board for your Palm Beach Cardinals. One run and two hits for the Daytona Tortugas. 2-2 pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and down goes Victor Scott. So the Palm Beach Cardinals unable to capitalize on a golden opportunity. With two men on, nobody out, two strikeouts, and a fielder's choice. We'll be back for the top of the fifth inning. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever.
But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your...
And we're back for the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the order coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. Number 7 hitter, number 4, left fielder Blake Dunn, stepping into the right-handed hitter's batting box. Showing bunt and dropping it down. Barehanding it is the third baseman, RJ Yeager, but he has no play as Blake Dunn legs out an infield single to start off the inning. Very creative and very well executed was that lead-off bunt single. So that'll bring up the first baseman, number 25, Yasiel Pino. With a man on, no out. First pitch to him outside, ball one. As Davila's in the stretch for the first time, what seems like forever. He hasn't had a man on since the second inning. The next pitch is swung on, popped up, hitting the roof of the press box here for strike number one. One count here to the Tortugas first baseman. Davila taking an extra second here to reset himself. Next pitch will be his 55th of the ballgame. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss from Pino. 1-2 count. We see some activity in the Tortugas bullpen. None yet in the Cardinals. Get you a name and number on that gentleman in a minute. So 1-2 pitch is on the way. Ground it out to third. Throw to second for one. And the turn to first for the 5-6-3 double play. Very nice job from Yeager. Over to Moore and back over to Francisco at first for the double play. So just like that, Davila was in trouble and now he's out of it. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, the second baseman, Johnny Asanio. Left-handed hitting batter. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike one. Davila took a little bit off that one. Change up coming in at only 79 miles an hour. Next pitch on the way. Just high with that curveball. Ball one. One pitch. Swing and a miss from Asanio. Now down 1-2. Next pitch also inside. Now evening the count here at 2-2. Deuces are wild at the ballpark. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Next pitch swung on, popped up. Foul ground, third base. And Yeager settles under it for the third out. So the Daytona Tortugas go down 1-2-3 with a single, double play, and then a pop out. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
son, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the fifth inning. New pitcher on the mound for the Daytona Tortugas. He is number 28, Hunter Parks. 6'2", 194, the right-hander out of York, South Carolina. First pitch in there, strike one to the second hitter of the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals, the left fielder Nathan Church. Next pitch swung on and fouled back into the screen, strike two. Church 1-for-2 in this ball game, grounded out to second this first at bat, and then had that starting RBI single in the third, starting off this offensive show of force here for the Cardinals. This curveball just missing. Parks already walking off the mound thinking he had the strikeout. Now 1-2. Another curveball, this one way outside. Now evening the count, 2-2. Two-two pitch. Heater swinging, grounded back up the middle. Shortstop up with it and throwing over to first is Arroyo. And in time for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up number 12, the first baseman, Thomas Francisco. Another left-handed hitter. First pitch to him, curveball way outside. This one hips off the mound of the catcher, Logan Tanner, behind the plate. Next pitch, heater swing and a miss from Francisco. Parks bringing the heat at 95 miles an hour. Fastest we've seen so far in this ballgame. Working quickly, so here comes another heater, swing and a miss again from Francisco. Parks is set, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Francisco swinging and popping it up foul into the stands behind the Tortugas dugout, staying 1-2. Next pitch on the way, reaching out, getting a piece of it, but hopping up, making the catch is the shortstop, Edwin Arroyo, for the second out. That'll bring up number 27, the third baseman, RJ Yeager. Coming in with two outs here. First pitch to him, curveball in there, strike one. Yeager 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Leadoff double in his first at bat in the second, and then walk in his next at bat in the third. Next pitch was a heater, strike one, 96 miles an hour. There's a slider drifting outside. Yeager reaching for it. Now, two strikes. Parks working quickly here. Comes the 1-2 pitch. Heater got him looking. Down goes Yeager. Wow, Parks wasting no time here as the Cardinals go down 1, 2, 3. Barely able to get any solid contact on Hunter Parks. Making short work of the middle of this Cardinals lineup. 2, 3, 4 hitters. We'll be back for the top of the sixth inning. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the top of the sixth inning. Back to the top of the order for the Daytona Tortugas. Number 8, Austin Callahan stepping in. First pitch from Davila, curveball catching the outside corner, strike one. See how long the Cardinals will let him go here. This will be Davila's 63rd pitch of the ballgame. Another curveball outside now. Ball one. He has looked good in this ballgame, though. Only giving up that one inside the park home run. This pitch, heater way inside. Callahan having to swerve out of the way of that pitch. Now 2-1. Next pitch, another heater. Swung on by Callahan, popping it up to left center field. And this one is gone. Home run. That one was caught by Nathan Church out there in left field. Could not tell. It was right in front of the wall. First pitch here to the center fielder, Hector Rodriguez. Shorts up the bunt. Pops it up behind the plate into the screen. Strike one. Next pitch on the way, curveball outside, ball one. Davila working quickly here, 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss from Rodriguez. Not able to connect on that 89 mile an hour heater. Next pitch on the way, down low in the dirt. Now 2-2. One out here for the Tortugas center fielder. Next pitch on the way. Swung on, popped up into left field. Settling under it is the left fielder Nathan Church and making the catch for the second out. So that's two outs. That'll bring up number 7, the DH, Jack Rogers. Another lefty for Jose Davila to contend with. Coming up will be his 71st pitch of the ballgame. First pitch to Rogers on the way. High heat. Ball one. One oh pitch. Inside, ball two. Davila set. 2-0 pitch on the way. Another high heat. Rogers took a look at it, but was not going to swing. Now 3-0. Working quickly. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Also high. As Rogers has worked a 2-out walk. He takes off his gear, handing it off to the bat boy. Next up will be number 18, the catcher, Logan Tanner. So we have a meeting on the mound here. Just the infielders, no pitching coach needed for this one. Talk to their pitchers, see if they can help him calm his nerves and get him out of this inning safely. Heading back behind the plate, Jimmy Crooks, ready for this at bat. 75th pitch of the ball game coming for Jose Davila. First pitch of this at bat to Logan Tanner. Slider in there, strike one. Good pitch. Catching that outside corner. Rogers with a good lead over there at first. Davila taking an extra second to gather himself. Taking a look over at first. 0-1 pitch. Another slider. This one just missing the outside corner. Now 1-1. Davila set. Next pitch. Just outside. Now 2-2. Davila set. Next pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down goes Tanner. No. Now it's 2-2. Okay. A little bit of technical difficulties on the scoreboard here. Now it's 2-2 with that swing and a miss. Davila set. Next pitch on the way. Here, swinging, pop it up, and hitting the top of the roof here of the press box. Could see that one close like it was 3D. 80th pitch of the ball game coming for Davila as we now see some activity in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Slider outside, now running the count full on the Tortugas catcher. Full count. Jack Rogers, head start over there at first. Swinging is Tanner, popping it up in the infield. And making the catch out there is the second baseman, Brody Moore, for the third out. So no need to bring in any extra help here in this sixth inning. Davila escapes. Still with only that one run to his name. Now, still 4-1 for your Palm Beach Cardinals. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Basketball court all wet because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the sixth inning. Stepping in is number 48, the right fielder, Joshua Baez. Baez 1-for-2 in this ballgame, struck out in his first at-bat, and then that big 3-RBI double in his second at-bat in the third inning. That first pitch was outside, ball one. Next pitch, curveball in there, strike one. Parks now in his second inning of work here. 16 pitches so far. Next pitch, heater. And that one drilled him. 95 miles an hour on the back. That one could not have felt good. As Baez walks gingerly to first base. Handing off his gear to the bat boy. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting catcher, number 31, Jimmy Crooks. Crooks also 1-for-2 in this ballgame. Struck out in his first at-bat in the second. And then singled in his second at-bat in the fourth. First pitch to him. Heater in there. Strike one. This one only 94 miles an hour. Took a little bit off that one. Baez looking good now. The good lead over there first. Next pitch way outside. Ball one. Next pitch coming from Parks. Swinging is Crooks. Driving it right back up the middle. Taking a good turn around second does Baez. But holding there. Now two men on, nobody out. Here comes the second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore. No activity yet in the Tortugas bullpen, but we still have some activity in the Cardinals. I get a chance to get a name and number for you. This pitch is grounded right in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. Throw over to third. He's safe. Everybody is safe. We now have the bases loaded here for the shortstop. Number 8, Jeremy Rivas. That at bat went very quickly for Brody Moore. One pitch swinging. Grounded right back in front of the plate. Hunter Parks, the pitcher, tried to play it. Knew he had no play at first. Tried to go to third. No go. First pitch from Rivas grounded over to second, bobbled by Asanio. No chance for the double play, so he just takes the sure out at first for the first out of this inning. And that'll bring in another run for these Palm Beach Cardinals now, 5-1. That'll also bring up the number 9 hitter in the lineup, the DH, Michael Surreal. Now with two runners on base, one out. First pitch, high heat, ball one. Surreal waits. Parks has the sign he likes. Next pitch, slider way outside. Surreal just swinging a garden hose out there. No chance to get that pitch. Now 1-1. Parks is set. Next pitch on the way. Check swing. Appeal down to the base umpire. No swing. Now 2-1. Good job to hold that back. It's Surreal. Next pitch in. Ball three. Parks is set, ready for the 3-1 pitch. Heater outside as Surreal works the walk. Now we have a meeting on the mound here as the pitching coach, Todd Naskodov, heads out to the mound and joins all the infielders. Now we see some activity in the Tortugas bullpen. Walking out slowly is the pitcher and catcher. Get a name and number for you in a second. But first, see who the Palm Beach Cardinals have up in their bullpen. That is number 16, the Sidewinder, right-hander Matt Hickey. First pitch from Parks to the center fielder Victor Scott is low, ball one. Base is loaded here, one out. Next pitch in there, strike one. Back-to-back heaters here from Parks. Next pitch on the way. In there again, third straight heater. Finding the zone here is Parks. Now 1-2 on the Cardinals center fielder. Next pitch, gave him the curveball. Scott swinging and missing in vain as he is down on strikes for the second time this ball game and the second out of the inning. That'll bring up the left fielder, number 13, Nathan Church. Church, 1-for-3 in this ballgame, RBI single in the third. Comes in with the bases loaded. First pitch swinging down the line and making the catch is Blake Dunn in left. So the Palm Beach Cardinals get a golden opportunity with the bases loaded, but only managed to get one run on the inning. So it is 5-1, your Palm Beach Cardinals lead. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Song again
for the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt US Kids.
And we're back for the top of the seventh inning. New pitcher on the mound. First man out of the bullpen for your Palm Beach Cardinals is number 16, Matt Hickey. Hickey, 6'1", 170, out of Granbury, Texas. A sidewinder motion as the first pitch comes in to the right fielder, Yerlin Confidant. In there, strike one. Heater coming in at 92 miles an hour. Next pitch, low, ball one. Confidant having to do a little two-step to get out of the way of that pitch. Next pitch on the way, in there, strike two. The batter was completely frozen on that pitch. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swinging and grounded out to second. Moore up with it. Throw over to first, and he is out for the first out of this inning.
Shortstop, number 15.
Edwin. That'll bring up the shortstop, number 15, Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo comes in on the left-hand side. He is 0-2 in this ballgame. Strikeout in his first at-bat, and then a fly out to left in the fourth inning. First pitch to him. Strike. The heater in there. Sidewinder motion is tough to pick up at that arm angle. Next pitch swung on. Driven to the left field side, back into the screen behind the Tortugas dugout. Strike two. Here comes the 1-0-2 pitch from Hickey. Swung on by Arroyo. Popped up into foul ground. And making the catch behind his head is Brody Moore. Falling down. Nice play.
1-0.
Looked like Thomas Francisco would make the play over there, but Brody Moore took charge, calling him off. Made an acrobatic play. That'll bring up, with two outs, the left fielder, Blake Dunn. First pitch, slider in there. Strike one. Nice movement on that slider. Next pitch on the way. Curveball also in there. Strike two. Hickey now doing a good job mixing in the off-speed. Next pitch on the way, slider outside. The infielders were already moving in, heading to the dugout. But no goes, Dunn held off. Now 1-2. Next pitch on the way. In the dirt here, now evening the count. Hickey cannot put him away thus far. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, and down he goes on strikes. Dunn cannot believe it. But he is out, says base umpire Robert Ginther. So, Daytona Tortugas go down 1-2-3. It's time to stretch, folks. It is the seventh inning stretch. Little take me out to the ball game there. We will go to a quick commercial break. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Back for the bottom of the seventh inning. Middle of the order coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Number 12, first baseman Thomas Francisco stepping in. First pitch to him, swung on, straight away, left field, settling under it is the left fielder Blake Dunn, making the play for the first out. A little country music here for you. Number 27, RJ Yeager's walk-up music. Whiskey Glasses by Morgan Wallen. Hunter Parks is set. First pitch coming. Curveball swung on by Yeager. Straight away left center, and making the catch is Hector Rodriguez for the second out. So the Cardinals going down quick fashion here in the seventh inning. Two pitches, two outs, making it easy for the Tortuga reliever, Hunter Parks. As the right fielder, number 48, Joshua Baez, steps in. First pitch to him, curveball in there, strike one. Next pitch coming to Baez, way outside, ball one. Baez had that big 3-RBI double in the third inning. Next pitch, curveball in the dirt. Now 2-1 here. Waiting for a new baseball is Parks. He is set. Here comes the next pitch. High heat. Now ball three. Baez not wanting to get hit by another heater. So that one came in hot, 95 miles an hour. This pitch, swing and a miss. Now full count here for the Cardinals right fielder. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on strikes. Baez down for his second strikeout of the ballgame. So the Cardinals go down quickly here. 1-2-3. As it is still a 5-1 ball game, Palm Beach Cardinals leading. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right.
And we're back for the top of the eighth inning. Number 25, first baseman Yasiel Pino. First pitch from him, swung on, grounded out to the Cardinals dugout. Strike one. Matt Hickey in for his second inning of work here. Next pitch, slider, just catching the inside corner. Strike two. Good movement on that pitch. Pino is leaning away, thinking it was going to get him. Hickey coming, 0-2 pitch. Fisted out back to Hickey, who makes the play for the first out. Good reaction there from the pitcher, but Pino just did all he could just to get a piece of that pitch. As number 3, the second baseman, Johnny Asanio, steps in to the left-handed hitting batter's box. Asanio 0-for-2 in this one. So he takes the first pitch strike. Next pitch to him, swung on, popped up into the infield. Who's going for it? As the third baseman, R.J. Yeager, calls everyone off and makes the play for the second out of the inning.
Number 8, Austin Callahan.
That'll bring up number 8, third baseman, Austin Callahan. Lights are on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch to Callahan as he does a little 1-2 steps. That one almost clipped his toe. Ball one. Callahan 1-for-3 in this ballgame. Got the only run on the board for the Daytona Tortugas with that inside the park home run in the third inning. As that pitch was also inside 2-0. Next pitch coming from Hickey. Heater in there. Strike one. 93 miles an hour. Hickey set. Next pitch on the way. Swinging and foul to the first base side. Hitting the screen. Now 2-2. So now we see some activity in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. 2-2 pitch on the way from Hickey outside. Now running the count full. Next pitch coming from Hickey in there. Callahan is down looking on strikes. So the Tortugas go down quickly. 1-2-3. Hickey shuts them down. It is still a 5-1 ball game. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Song again
for the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back for the bottom of the 8th inning. 6-7-8 coming up for your Palm Beach Cardinals as the left-handed hitting catcher, number 31, Jimmy Crooks, steps in. Takes the first pitch inside, ball one. Next pitch coming from Parks, swung on, foul behind the stands here. Strike one. In the break, I found out who the pitcher is getting warmed up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Give you that name and number in a second. As that next pitch came in there, got the heart of the plate, strike two. That is number 36 in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen, left-hander Alfredo Ruiz. 1-2 pitch on the way, way outside with this heater, 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Parks. Swung on, grounded out to second, and throw over to first from Asanio for the first out. You hear Sweet Home Alabama, you know who's coming up. It's number 18, second baseman Brody Moore. He steps into the right-handed hitting batter's box. Parks working quickly, first pitch to him, curveball. Check swing, he went around, strike one. Next pitch. Another curveball outside. 1-1. Next pitch will be Park's 48th of the ballgame. Taking an extra second between pitches here. Reset the pitch clock. Next pitch on the way. Heater in there, strike two. Next pitch coming from Parks, swung on and foul back into the screen, staying 1-2. One out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. 1-2 pitch on the way, curveball, got him, caught him looking, Brody Moore down on strikes, nothing he could do for that curveball. That one caught the outside corner. Next up, number 8, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Rivas 0-for-3 in this ballgame. Pop out, a ground out, and a strikeout. That first pitch was a heater inside, ball one. Next pitch coming from Parks. Another heater way inside. Almost clipped Rivas. Now 2-0. Next pitch on the way. Losing his control here as Parks. That one got away from in the dirt here. Now 3-0. Parks coming with the 3-0 pitch. High heat. As Rivas lays off and takes the walk. So now, runner on base with 2 outs. Here comes the DH, Michael Surreal. Surreal 0-for-2 in this ballgame. Fly out and grounded into a fielder's choice, then taking a walk in the sixth. First pitch to him, slider outside in the dirt. Good block behind the plate by Logan Tanner. Ball one. Rivas getting his lead at first. Not going. Next pitch way outside. Check swing. Now 2-0. Parks taking his time on the mound. Gathering himself. He's set. Next pitch. Outside again with the slider. Now 3-0. To the Cardinals DH. On deck is the Cardinals center fielder, Victor Scott. As the 3-0 pitch comes in there, catching the zone. Now 3-1. Three-one pitch, heater just missing that outside corner. As Michael Surreal draws his second walk of the ballgame. Now two men on for your Palm Beach Cardinals. See what they can do here as we're back to the top of the order. Number 4, center fielder Victor Scott. As catcher Logan Tanner heads to the mound to talk things over with this pitcher. No activity in the Tortugas bullpen. This is Park's inning. the way it seems. Tanner Dunn talking it over, heading back. Take his position behind the plate. Scott stepping into the left-handed hitting batter's box. Next pitch will be Park's 60th of the ballgame. First pitch swung on deep down the left field line behind the stands. Foul. Strike one. So we have a little breeze going. See the American flag behind the right field moving a little bit. Next pitch on the way. High heat. Way too high. Ball one. See Rivas dancing a little bit over there at second base. Maybe distracting Parks on the mound. Next pitch, heater way outside again. Now 2-1. Parks is set, looking in for his sign. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Heater in the dirt. This one bounces up to the plate. Now 3-1 to the Cardinals center fielder. Scott waiting. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Now running the count full. A little bit behind that heater. That one came in 95 miles an hour. Here comes the payoff pitch, way high, as Parks has now walked the bases loaded. Rivas walked, now on third. Suriel walked, now on second. And walking to first is Victor Scott. That'll bring up number 13, the left fielder, Nathan Church. Before he takes it at bat, here comes another conference on the mound with the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, heading out. As now we have some activity in the Tortugas bullpen. Get that name and number for you in 1 second. Looks to be warming up quickly. Could enter the game at any moment. And the home plate umpire, Connor McKenna, heads out to the mound to break up the meeting. Base is loaded here for Nathan Church. First pitch to him. Swung on, driven down left field line, but into the stands. Foul ball, strike one. Church ready, aggressively swinging at the first pitch. Parks is set, 0-1 pitch on the way. Curveball, swinging is Church, popping it up into short center field. And making the catch out there is Hector Rodriguez for the third out of the inning. My goodness, how many runners have these Palm Beach Cardinals left on base? Three more left on in this inning. Another golden opportunity gone by the wayside. They still hold the lead here, 5-1. Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect. protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality.
And we're back for the top of the ninth inning here. New pitcher on the mound for your Palm Beach Cardinals. He is number 36, Alfredo Ruiz, lefty. 6 foot, 200 pounds out of Chula Vista, California. First pitch to Hector Rodriguez, swung on, and jumping is RJ Yeager making a catch over there at third base. They call it the hot corner for a reason. He was up to the task. Nice play. And that'll bring up number 7, the DH, Jack Rogers. Another left-handed batter. First pitch to him. Down low, ball one. Next pitch coming. In there, strike one. Daytona Tortugas with one run, three hits, and no errors. Ruiz in there, strike one with this change. Strike two with this change up, my mistake. Cardinals, five runs, seven hits, and one error. Next pitch floating down in the dirt. Now, 2-2. Rogers waits. Next pitch coming. Heater got him. Rogers goes down on strikes for his second strikeout of the ball game. Now, last chance coming up for the Daytona Tortugas. It is number 18, the catcher, Logan Tanner. Ruiz grabbing the rosin bag, tossing it around, ready to face the first right-hander in this inning. First pitch low, ball one. Ruiz set, next pitch on the way. Heater in there, strike one. Not much heat to this left-hander, only coming at 86 miles an hour. Next pitch low. Ball two. That one a little bit hotter, hitting an even 90 miles an hour on the gun. 2-1 count here to the Tortugas catcher. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Now 2-2 as the Tortugas are down to their last strike. Ruiz is set. The windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes. Alfredo Ruiz comes in for the ninth inning, gets a line out to third, and then strikes out the next two men in order. For the win, as the Palm Beach Cardinals take the win 5-1. We'll be right back with your post-game report. I'm Ryan McDowell for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
for your post-game report. This is Ryan McDowell here for your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. As we get the win, Palm Beach Cardinals taking this ball game 5-1, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Daytona Tortuga is getting the loss with 1 run, 3 hits, and no errors. So, for my player of the game, let's see here. I will go with, it's tough to find, not many hits to go around, but I will go with the right fielder, Joshua Baez, as he came through with that big 3 RBI double, clearing the bases in the third inning. Did have 2 strikeouts on the day and got hit by a pitch, but that one really stuck out as they took the lead on that hit and held it, extended it a little bit more, and went on to get the victory. So Jose Davila getting the win, giving up only that 1 run. Good job out of the pen by Matt Hickey, and then Alfredo Ruiz to close the door. Have a good night, folks. Palm Beach Cardinals get the win 5-1. Ryan McDowell, your Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.